Look up at the sky, and chances are you'll see a cloud. About 70% of our planet is covered by clouds at any given moment. These constantly moving shapeshifters aren't easy for scientists to study. But, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, researchers recently managed to analyze large-scale cloud patterns over the last few decades, and what they saw surprised them.
Whenever Joel Norris flies in an airplane, he tries to get a window seat.
I love looking out at the clouds when I'm flying in a plane.
Norris has been studying clouds for over a quarter century. He's a climate scientist at the University of California, San Diego. And he says clouds aren't as simple as their fluffy nature might suggest. Take their effect on temperature.
So during daytime, if there's a lot of clouds present, thick clouds, then that will keep the temperature cooler.
Because clouds reflect incoming sunlight back to space. But thick clouds can also act like a blanket that keeps the Earth's warmth in.
Which is the reason why a cloudy night won't be as cold at the surface as a clear night.
Clouds have been called the wild card of climate science. Researchers argue over how exactly global warming will affect clouds and vice versa. Weather satellites can give you tons of cloud pictures, but Norris says these satellites aren't that great for trying to figure out long-term trends.
The difficulties we have is that every few years a new satellite is put up with a different instrument, the orbits change, and this all changes how much cloud the satellite measures.
That makes the data messy. So he and his colleagues did a bunch of corrections that would make it possible to compare cloud measurements over a couple decades starting in the 1980s. When they did that, they saw a clear shift. Mid-latitude regions that were once cloudy became much less so.
Which suggests that those clouds used to be there, but now they've moved a bit closer to the pole.
He says this shift towards the poles is predicted by most models of global warming. Those models also predict that Earth's cloud blanket should get thicker, and Norris says they saw that too.
Basically, the highest clouds are getting higher in the atmosphere.
He and his colleagues describe their findings in the journal Nature.
I guess what was surprising is a lot of times we think of climate change as something that's going to occur in the future. This is happening right now. It's happened during my lifetime. It was a bit startling.
So will other climate researchers buy this new history of clouds? I talked to Kevin Trenberth at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado.
This is a very good attempt to try and get a handle on this, but I don't think it's the final answer.
He says climate researchers still have a lot of work to do when it comes to understanding clouds. He says the state of the science is a lot like that Joni Mitchell song.
I think the song was called Both Sides Now, but you know, a key part of it was, I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still, somehow, it's clouds illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
But now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on.
Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds.